this next scripture I'm going to share with you about the favor of God, every Christian should have revelation knowledge of this scripture and be walking in it every day, or Jesus' redemptive work will be of no value in their life. This is the favor of God. Romans 5:17. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. You see, it is with the grace of God, the favor of God that comes to you. It comes to you through the last man, Adam, Christ Jesus. And you are made to rule then in life as a king over all circumstances. You were made to be that ruler over the circumstances in your life so that they no longer dominate you and they no longer rule over you. This is the blessing of the favor of God that we received by Jesus Christ. Another great promise in the New Testament to the New Testament believers that I just love this scripture. It's been a blessing to me so many, many, many times, and I know it will be to you, for it speaks of the great favor of God to us. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8. And God is able to make all grace, that is, every favor, an earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. This scripture reveals to us that God is making every favor, not just a few, but every favor, an earthly blessing come to you, and not just to come to you in a small way, but come to you in abundance. Think about that. Meditate that. Abundance of God's grace, or abundance of God's favor. This abundance of favor causes you to be self-sufficient, no matter what your address on planet Earth, and that sufficiency is enough, so that you require no more aid or support of others, or even your government. Not only that, but you have so much in abundance from this grace, from this favor, you can give to every good work of the kingdom of God. This scripture is what I really want to manifest in my life more and more, because I greatly desire to experience the abundance of God's favor where I don't need any human aid, and I can give extravagantly to the kingdom's work in the earth. I want people to see the manifestation of God's favor and blessing in my life so that they ask, how did you do that? Who is your God? I want to exalt the name of Jehovah God in the earth through my abundance and distribution, and I want people of the earth to see the goodness of my God. I believe the favor of God is creating such a potential in every child of God. For in the Old Testament, it tells us that the glory, the wealth of the latter house, and that's us, shall be greater than the former. Listen to it as I read it in Haggai Chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. This is the time for us to see such favor in the earth. It is the meditation and the confession and the believe I receive of such scriptures, of such promises, that we will see this favor of God in the latter house, and that's you and me. This scripture is for the favor of God for this latter house of which we are. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Now this scripture in Ephesians 3:20 reveals to us the power of the favor of God in our lives to do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, beyond our highest prayers, beyond our highest desires, beyond our highest thoughts, beyond our highest hopes, and beyond our highest dreams. This is the capacity of the favor of God in our lives. This too is a favor verse in the Bible that we need to focus on, meditate, and believe I receive. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace, unmerited favor, and blessing of our Lord actually flowed out superabundantly and beyond measure for me, accompanied by faith and love that are to be realized in Christ Jesus. We have available to us all the grace of God our Father, all the favor of heaven, which is blessings and power and strength that we need, which is accompanied by faith and love. I'm telling you, when you expect God's favor, you are realizing the reality of Father God's heart for you, his compassion for you, his great love for you, which is expressed by his favor. This favor is lavish. It is beyond measure. So there's plenty of favor now and plenty more in store for you to experience and expect God's favor that is extravagant. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Revelation and an expectation of the favor of God will cause us to boldly approach the throne of God any time we need help, any time we need God's mercy for our failures, but especially when we need God's help. And there in the throne room we can, without any hesitation, ask for his favor, his help, and receive the Lord's well-timed help coming just when we need it. A synonym, I believe, for the word favor would be help, our help from God, well-timed help, just when we need it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Once again, I want to remind you of the Lord's set time to favor the church, found in Psalms 102, verse 13, so that you meditate and speak it often, and fully expect God's favor in your life daily. God sets a time, and it will be done. Now He just needs your cooperation of expectation. I believe, I receive it now. Psalms 102, verse 13. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. Another translation. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. In their New Testament letters to the church, we see Peter and Paul desiring that the churches experience the grace, the favor of God, and the peace of God. If these churches needed the grace or favor of God in that time, surely the church today needs even more of God's favor. Peter and Paul desired that this grace, favor of God, be multiplied. The church today does not need a little bit of the favor of God. We need the favor of God to be multiplied, and we can and must expect God's favor multiplied every day to us. Without the favor of God, we are powerless against sin and the curse on the earth. Pretty much ruled over and left to carnal living and carnal results, and we are left to only what naturally you can expect. But with the favor of God, as Romans 5:17 has revealed to us, we will be positioned to rule as kings over the affairs of our lives instead of being ruled over by the circumstances and the problems of our lives. We will reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. Without the favor of God, we will not experience any financial increase, but with the favor of God, we will see employment when we need a job. We will see increased promotions and pay raises, even when there aren't any promotions and pay raises going on in the company. We will see more and more answers to problems this world does not have, but God just downloads them to us to prosper us. We will see the favor of God with divine health. And with His favor, we will see more opportunities and more divine appointments come to us so that we are given the opportunity of sharing the good news of the kingdom and advancing the kingdom wherever we go with signs and wonders. So now is the time for the favor of God. Yes, this is the set time for the favor of God, and it is time for the church to reign as kings in this life by the favor of the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, and the favor of our Heavenly Father. Give them opportunity to favor you by expecting their favor and confessing every day the favor of God.